This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. What can we learn from sports? Sports can teach us the excitement of competition, the value of hard work and preparation, the sting of defeat, and the thrill of hard-fought victory. Stan Weber has experienced all of this as a player, a commentator, and as a dad. As his last child reaches the end of his collegiate athletic career, Stan Weber reflected on the value of athletics, not just the lessons for sports, but lessons for life. It's today's Kansas Profile. Stan Weber is a lifelong sports fan. "No one I've met yet loves sports as much as I do," Stan said. He couldn't get enough. "When I was 4 years old, I'd be watching games on TV," he said. "My friends wanted me to come out and play, but I'd tell them to wait until halftime," he said. He grew up playing multiple sports, living in the suburbs of West Wichita. He attended school in the nearby rural community of Goddard, population 5,084 people. Now that's rural. Stan Weber was an outstanding athlete, becoming MVP of the Shrine Bowl his senior season. He was even named by the Wichita Eagle as the state's male athlete of the year. He was recruited elsewhere by future superstar coaches such as Jimmy Johnson and Pat Dye, but chose to come to Kansas State. He appreciated the whole package of K-State sports, academics, and especially the people. "I came to K-State because of the people," Stan said. "These are true Kansans with a love for each other," he said. Stan overcame an injury to win the starting quarterback job in his junior year, became a team captain, and led the team in rushing while earning academic All-American honors his senior season. He also met his future wife, K-State cheerleader Nancy Freshnock of Manhattan. Stan earned a bachelor's and master's degree in accountancy and pursued a career in the Kansas City area. Today, he is president of Tower Properties in Kansas City, Kansas. One day in 1987, Stan got a call from the K-State athletic director asking if he would be a commentator on the K-State Sports Radio Network. "I'm not trained and I'm not sure you want me, but I do love football," Stan replied. In the broadcast booth, he joined Mitch Holtus, who at that time was the voice of the Wildcats. "Mitch taught me how to do this," Stan said. In 2005, Stan started broadcasting basketball as well. Stan Weber is now in his 35th year of broadcasting the Wildcats. He has covered more than 425 consecutive games and continues to do so. Stan and Nancy Weber have 4 children, 2 girls and 2 boys. "Brittany is our oldest daughter," Stan said. "She was the leader, and now she and her husband Tyler have 3 kids of their own," he said. Daughter Mackenzie played volleyball at K-State. Stan and Nancy's 2 sons are Stanton and Landry, both of whom have followed in their father's footsteps. They played football at K-State and studied accounting like their dad. Stanton became a special teams captain. Landry became a starting wide receiver. Back in Stan Weber's senior season, he led K-State to a 24-7 win over KU. His boys have continued that tradition as well, with a combined 11-0 record over the University of Kansas. Landry, Stan Weber's youngest, is completing his final year of eligibility as K-State heads to a bowl game. "Whether it's been football or a dance recital, it's been 25-plus years of competition," Stan said. "I thank God for this opportunity," Stan said. "I understand how hard it is to play at this level. It's been a great joy," he said. "We've also taught our kids that there's a responsibility that goes with it," he said. "I love sports, not just the competition, but what it teaches you about life," Stan Weber said. What can we learn from sports? We can learn the importance of hard work, of putting the team first, of good preparation, of persevering through the highs and lows. We commend Stan Weber for making a difference by sharing these experiences with family and with fans. These are lessons for life and a legacy. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.